international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
Alone.
Oh. Hello, mate.
Oh, I forgot to pop in.
I was going to say the show would really be if Brent wasn't there because everything's on his computer.
Well, I was just making sure we were showing up everywhere, like Facebook and Rumble, and we are. We're good.
We're good?
Yeah, you never know, but you always got to check.
All right. Well, hello and welcome to Off the Hook Radio 2.0 for February 14th.
2024.
It's showtime.
I just had to add that. I love it.
It's showtime.
Gotta have fun. Gotta have some fun. Yeah.
It's also 320 days until we can be left alone again. Anyway, hey, it's Valentine's Day. It's also Ash Wednesday. So it's a day for love and sex, and also a day to feel guilty about it. So we're going to play our little innuendo, because I don't want anybody sending me cards and letters about that, too.
That's all right.
But let's pretend we feel guilty about it today, okay, Slim?
What
day is it?
Hump Day! Yeah!
That's right.
Okay. How come I'm hearing myself? Just a little bit in the background. I don't know. It's all right. I'm a professional. I can get through this.
Not sure.
Super Bowl was on Sunday. Kansas City Chiefs beat a really good San Francisco 49ers team whose only two weaknesses were, well, they play in San Francisco. It's the only reason I can't root for them. I like the team, their players and stuff. But the other problem they have is they don't have Patrick Mahomes. And you Mahomey fans out there know I'm right. San Francisco was controlling that game. They were whooping them. Oh. And Mahomes said, fuck this.
Well, but doesn't, I don't know.
Well, he might not have said that. He's pretty religious. He probably said, screw this.
I don't know football, but doesn't the San Francisco quarterback make like $500,000 compared to Mahomes' $47 million or some bullshit
He makes about $900,000, but yeah.
So, I mean.
Mahomes makes about $57
million. So, I mean, quite honestly, the quarterback matchup wasn't even close.
No, Purdy's a fine quarterback. He's just in his second year, and he's on a rookie contract. He was the last pick of the draft, so he's on a minimum contract. Now, as well as he's played this year, they're going to have to pay him right away. They're not going to be able to fart around him long.
But he would have been worth probably $10 or $15 million had they won the Super Bowl, I would assume, correct?
I'd say he's probably worth $30 or $35 million anyway.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. That much. Okay. So what does that make now? But now what does that make Mahomes worth now that he's...
No, Mahomes has got a little contract clause that makes the Kansas City Chiefs make sure he's one of the top three paid quarterbacks
in the league.
So every time the rate goes up for quarterbacks and somebody signs for more money, Mahomes gets a raise too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. They've
already given him two raises the last 2 years.
Okay.
I think he signed for like $47 million, and I think he's up to like $57 now.
Jesus
or 55, Christ. Something like that. I don't know. Kansas City fan can tell me I don't worry about it that much. Look, if anybody's worth that kind of money, he is. So
none of them are worth that kind of money.
I'm not going to go through all the drama of the game, the last 5 minutes in overtime, but that's when Kansas City played really well. But there are a few things. First, the anthem controversy. Fans cheered Reba McEntire's national anthem, and it was quite good, but they booed Andra Day. Now, okay, she did the Black national anthem, the lift every voice. That's what it's called, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But Andra Day, I'd listen to her sing the Phone Book. I mean, the woman is a talent. She's tremendous. Oh, God, I love her voice. But, yeah, she got crap. And you know what? The NFL's run by a big liberal asshole, Roger Goodell. And he surrounds himself with other lawyers who are big liberal assholes. And they think, oh, it's the right thing to do. Let's recognize, because the NFL's 60-some percent black. So let's – no. We're all Americans. Or there's Canadian players in the NFL, too. I think there's even one German guy. But the point is 99.7% of them are Americans. And like Martin Luther King said, don't judge you on the color of your skin, the content of your character, or how well you play football. Okay? The national anthem is the national anthem. Throwing this other song in all the time, it just creates controversy. And I don't mind it particularly, but a lot of people got pissed off and the fans were booing Andra Day, and I don't like that because I like her.
They were booing the situation. I don't think they were booing her as much as, you know.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. But, you know, like I said, I'm pre-show. Could you imagine if the commentator in the stadium had gotten on and said, and you know, and now we're going to play the white national anthem? I mean, he'd be without a job tomorrow. I mean,
immediately.
Talk about cancel culture. He wouldn't even have gotten to clean out his desk. They'd have been walking him out the door with security immediately.
He'd have gone out the door on a stretcher. Yeah, somebody would have gone to get his ass.
I just don't think this is fair. And, you know, here's something I don't – you go to a lot of sporting events, and before the national anthem, they play God Bless America. And I don't even like that, to be honest with you. I think the national anthem at the sporting event should be just the national anthem. Not a lot, not all of them, but a lot do. A lot do play God Bless America.
Hockey doesn't, but they're usually singing the Canadian national anthem up north too. They have to do two anthems when they're up north.
Correct.
But I thought Post Malone sang God Bless America pretty well. It's just he had to be on camera, and that just like screwed it up for everybody. I mean, I like Post Malone, and I respect the fact that he has said, I have made more money than anybody else in the history of the world based on auto-tune.
He doesn't care about it either. I mean,
he don't care. You know, he's an okay dude. It's just, he's got the grill in there and the, you know, it's like, anyway.
Listen, if I could go out there and make $1 million and sing on auto-tune, I don't give a shit. It's $1 million in my pocket.
Oh, I found out what Travis Kelce got paid by Pfizer for doing that shot. You know, get two shots, get your flu shot and your Pfizer, your COVID booster 74 or whatever it is. $20 million. I'd have sold out for 10% of that.
So get
your boosters, folks.
So his $1 million table for Taylor, and it was a drop in the bucket.
They'd have been shooting saline into my arm, but I'd have still taken the money, you know. Oh, anyway. So early in the game, Travis Swift, which is what his last name should be, of the Chiefs, he lost it on Coach Andy Reid on the sidelines. We have a picture of it. He bumped him. He screamed at him. It wasn't a good look. Now, he says he apologized soon after, but on their podcast, his brother Jason gave him shit about it even. You know, when your big brother tells you off, you know it was bad. Then after they won, he screamed, Viva Las Vegas! And like he was singing it like Elvis into Jim Nance's microphone. He didn't just say the words. He did it three times like the open to the Elvis song. And then he closed with the Beastie Boys, you got a right to fight. You got to fight for your right to party or whatever the fuck it is. So long ago. But he's screaming this like an idiot, okay? So I'm looking at this. And I'm considering his girlfriend is worth $1.1 billion. And he acted like a 6'5", 255-pound 16-year-old. Do you think a time is coming soon when she decides the dick just ain't worth it?
Yeah. I mean, this dude's, listen.
Inquiring minds want to know.
This guy's got anger management issues. I'm sorry. That display on the sideline was anger management, and he's got problems. And I think it's only a matter of time before he displays this towards her and she kicks him right to the curb and writes a fucking whole entire album. Not just one song, but a whole album.
At least he got $20 million out of it, you know.
Well, plus
he makes about $11 million a year playing football. Yeah. So he did pretty good.
But he is. They were caught in the club. I watched a video about an hour before we came on to show, and they were in the club partying afterwards, and somebody was filming them, and he was smoking. I'm assuming he was smoking. Yes, you could see the smoke coming out. Now, whether it was a cigarette or it was a joint, I'm not sure. I'm not going to speculate. But she said, "Can I have a hit?" And he said, "No, there's someone."
Probably a doobie.
There's someone recording you. And then they, you know, whispered and got up in each other's ears. But I mean, he's a bad boy. I mean, he really is. And she's
image, but he's almost 35 years old. Now he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's a great tight end. And she's worth $1.1 billion after this last tour, but she's got a new album come out and she'll probably be worth $2.5 billion in about 5 years. I mean, she's a wealthy woman. Anyway, if she keeps him, you know this is going to come the end of the summer. Yeah, the new Madden game. There's the NFL for you. It'll have Taylor on the cover, not one of the players. All the video gamers get that one. And for the football peeps out there, I want to show just one highlight. But I'm showing this highlight because my problem with San Francisco was they weren't really prepared. I read that their players had no discussion on the new overtime rules in the 2 week build up to the game, and the Chiefs players said, "Oh, they went over that for a long time. Like they talked about it almost every day." So the Chiefs players knew how it was all going to work. The 49ers players really didn't. Okay. The other thing the 49ers players apparently didn't know was the play that the Chiefs used to beat the Eagles last year in the Super Bowl was the exact same play they ran from the 4-yard line to win this game. We've got proof. Show them, Slim.
Quick throw. Tony's got it. Tony walks in. Touchdown, Kansas.
Same play. Now, Harden ran it last night. Tony ran it last year. Okay? But it's the exact same play. They have the outside receiver go in motion inside the tight end. And then the guy starts coming in on him, and then he sprints back out to the outside, and the guy didn't have time to recover. I saw Andy Reid filmed telling the offensive coordinator guy what that play is and to make sure it's on the list.
Okay. But isn't this something that they spend hours and hours and hours sitting in rooms watching for hours and hours? I mean, I've watched, you know, the stupid football movies.
I mean, Shanahan's making what, $6 or $7 or $8 million a year. He's supposed to have his people ready. They weren't ready. No, Kansas City outplayed them at the end of the game and they outcoached them for most of the game. So, you know, good on Kansas City. I'm not a big fan, but I have more friends that like Kansas City than like San Francisco, and you know. Now I feel bad that all those people were shot at the parade today because if the parade was in San Francisco, they'd have just thrown shit at each other. But in Kansas City, unfortunately, assholes had guns and like 22 people got shot. One's dead. But Slim, you heard something on the news earlier?
The picture of the two suspects they had in custody, both suspects were black, the ones that were handcuffed. Now, there was a flash on the bottom of the screen that said, you know, two black males in custody. But the two males that they had handcuffed that I saw in the picture were black males.
So in other words, this story's over tomorrow.
Yeah, I was gonna save this for later, but
yeah, there you go.
Well, I'll just put it up now because there you go. Now I can just not worry about it.
Thank you, Slim. I love it when you're prepared, baby.
Yeah, I'll just delete it because we don't need it for later. But if in fact they were black, it's an overstory. And I'll be quite honest with you. Listen, I have a Twitter news thing that I have designed that has tons of people that I follow for news. And when shit happens, I mean, it's the news feed is full when there's shootings, any sort of shooting. Okay, this very, very minimal because again, I think it's, you're going to find out they're black. And there was very little coverage in my Twitter feed over this whole shooting. I had to go dig in other sources to find out what was really going on. But there was more news about the four kids that got shot at the Atlanta high school this afternoon than there was on the Super Bowl one. So to give you some clear, you know, some, you know what I mean? You know. Yeah.
And my shirt does say biscuits and porn. For those of you squinting at your phone trying to figure it out, they're going, what's that say? Biscuits and porn.
Biscuits and porn.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, after you have a delicious breakfast with the best biscuits in the Outer Banks of North Carolina, you can go next door and buy a dirty movie. And what they call that in that funny series I was watching with my son? Oh.
Biscuits and porn.
I was just going to say that.
How far are we going to know? He watched it with the pussy thing.
There's a show called Mountain High or Mountain
Brokeback State.
No, Mountain State. It was a funny series about a football team in college, and the pussy thing was so good they passed it around. They all got gonorrhea from it and they didn't care because it was that good. It's a funny show, but yeah. So you can get your porn and your breakfast at the same place.
Gonorrhea was one of my memes today. Never trust someone who can spell gonorrhea the first time.
I laughed at that one too. That was funny. Yeah. So the commercials on the Super Bowl were forgettable for the most part. I did chuckle at the Dunkin' Donuts one that had Ben Affleck and J-Lo and Matt Damon and Tom Brady. I thought that was pretty good, especially at the end where they're walking off with these stupid outfits on and Matt Damon says, remember when I said I'd do anything for you? And Affleck goes, yeah. He goes, That was this. We're done now. And Affleck goes, hey, they're naming a drink after us. All right. Tom Brady was in it, though. And J-Lo at the very end goes, you guys can leave now, but you can stay. Hey, Tom's single, but, you know. He'd need a board across his ass to go in there after Affleck, though.
The commercials aren't what they used to be.
Those of you who understood that joke, cheers.
I didn't. So, but the commercials weren't what they used to be. That's one of the things we all looked forward to.
Well, at least they weren't woke. They weren't as woke. The only one that was woke, I thought, was that Jesus Gets Us one. Did you see that?
I didn't see any of them. I only saw one, and I won't even go into why I saw it.
The Jesus Gets Us one was so far left, and you know, washing people's feet and all this crap. Like, you know, like Jesus didn't go to the sinners and tell them to stop sinning. That's what he did. He washed the feet of the poor. You know, this wasn't poor people in the commercials. It was just a left-wing thing. I thought it was blasphemous, and I'm not even that religious. But some of my friends who are were really mad about it.
Did you see the Taylor Swift take off one for Cetaphil where the father was bonding with his daughter over football, and it was a whole, you know, Taylor Swift take off commercial? You don't remember it? No. Well, anyways, they stole the whole idea from a content creator on TikTok, and her father went ape shit over it. And Cetaphil has since reached out and rectified the situation, and you know, given them credit and given them some money. But they totally stole this father and daughter have been
somebody
doing
got
these,
paid.
Oh yeah, well this daughter has been doing her makeup at her vanity every week for like the last 6 weeks, and then her dad will come through the door and give her the Taylor Swift news. And it was like a father-daughter bonding moment. And they went viral on TikTok with it. And Cetaphil stole the whole thing and did their commercial based all around that. Never even mentioned or credited her at all. But so they have since taken care of that. Swifty Nation took care of it.
Well, halftime was Usher. And he was okay, I guess. I mean, it's not my thing musically. But I thought it flowed well. The choreography is good. I like the roller skating part and stuff. I wasn't sure he should have been coming through Will.i.am's legs like that. It looked a little.
A girl fell off the stage.
To me? Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. She was on TikTok. She biffed it hard.
But as soon as Usher got his shirt off, though, my mind immediately said Andrew Chrono. Andronochrome. Yeah, I can say it right. You know, it's that stuff you take to let you exercise longer so you bulk up. I mean, the guy is in shape, especially for 45 years old. But I guess if your face looks like his and your last memorable song was released 25 years ago, you kind of have to do something. So, you know, good on him, I guess. What happened elsewhere? Oh, this was going to be an easy week. I had all these marketing and misogyny memes and stuff planned out for tonight. No, because I can't sum up the entire week as easily as I thought, but I was going to do it with this one picture. Forgettios. No, that's not a zippy cooking tip.
No, this isn't.
No, that's not. Okay. But hey, the old man had a rough week, and it was borderline disastrous with the special counsel report, which said, you know, if you're under a rock somewhere, I'll help you out. Biden committed shit tons of crimes with classified documents and is obviously guilty as fuck. But since he's old and senile, no jury would convict him. So people immediately compared that report to when Comey came out, the FBI director Comey came out and said Hillary was guilty of obstruction and a whole bunch more, but we're not going to prosecute her. You know, Dems think that's why she lost. I say it's the opposite. I'd say this report on Biden actually helps Trump. One, he was actually a president who took documents and has a right to under the Presidential Records Act. If he didn't declassify something, he does have to turn it into the archives. But he had a right to review them first for his memoirs and such. And he kept them in locked areas at Mar-a-Lago guarded by the Secret Service. They weren't in his garage on the floor. And everybody knows about that one, but you forget about the other two. Yeah, forget about the other two places. Biden also had like 18 boxes at a Chinese paid storage area at University of Pennsylvania, because they gave a big grant to fund the Biden School of whatever, School of Senility, I guess it is, or a self storage shed in Chinatown. Amazing, that's where he kept all his documents. You know, which he wasn't even entitled to because he was never president until 2021. But he took them anyway. So he was guilty of sin. But the old feed went out Thursday night then in nationwide at 8 p.m. Eastern and made it worse. He bullshitted about the special counsel report. He just lied. And then he yelled at the press. You know, when you're losing it, when you're an old man and you're losing it, what's the first thing you do? You yell at everybody about everything. Get off my lawn! I mean, that's basically what he did to the press, wasn't it? Did you see that part? He yelled at Ducey, then he really yelled at that Asian woman who asked him about taking a cognitive test. Oh, he went nuts then.
I have it. Damn it. Yeah, I can't get to it fast enough, though.
All right. But then he decided to come back and answer another question. And then suddenly Mexico became next to Gaza. It was bad. You know, President Sisi is a president of Egypt. That's next to Gaza, Joe. Mexico's south of us, where you're letting all the bitches taking our jobs come through. Speaking of which, not in my notes, but I want to throw this out there. Saw this today because Biden came out because the inflation numbers went back up again. So they don't want to talk about Bidenomics for a few weeks till the media can make you forget your mind's full of mush. So what'd they talk about today? Well, today it was the tremendous job growth, the most new jobs of any president in 3 years in history. Well, we all know that's bullshit. They were jobs that came back from COVID, okay? But what really pissed me off about it was not that, because they lie about that all the time. I saw a stat today that the illegal aliens have taken 2.85 million of these new jobs since they came in. And he's bragging about all these new jobs. Guess how many of the new jobs went to Americans?
Let me guess. None.
Slim, you got a guess?
None.
2.85 million for the aliens. You guys are both wrong. You're way too high. Americans in those jobs, in new jobs, are down 121,000.
Wow.
Jesus.
2.85 million illegal aliens minus 121 on Americans.
Wow.
You need another reason to get rid of these assholes. I don't think so. So we were going to watch the demise of Joe Biden all weekend over this stuff, right?
You think it's going to show? They're not going to show anything.
Oh, Donald Trump to the rescue.
Yay.
There he is.
Yeah.
He couldn't shut up. What did we say the whole time he was president? Every time he did something good, he'd send out some mean tweet about somebody, and then the media, that's all they would talk about. Instead, like when they signed the Abraham Accords, the biggest peace deal in the Middle East in history, bigger than the one Carter did, bigger than the other one. that whoever the hell did the other one, Bush, I guess. Yeah, I think it was. But the Abraham Accords got about 18 seconds of mention, and then they bitched about him screaming at somebody on Twitter for, you know, the rest of the news cycle. He's got to learn. Dude, here's my tip, okay? You're leading. We all know they're out to get you. More on that later. Act presidential. You were starting to for a little bit, but, you know, you come out and you started talking about Nikki Haley's sex life by asking where her husband is. Where's her husband? Where's her husband? Dumbass, her husband is overseas serving in the military right now on deployment. It's kind of a bad time to bring up her being unfaithful to her husband. Duh.
But he thinks he's so untouchable. That's why he doesn't worry about what he says.
He needs to worry.
I know, but he doesn't. He just thinks he's untouchable. Go ahead. I'm done.
A lot of people won't vote him because of that shit.
I know. That's the problem.
I mean, Rick. Maybe. If you're in the old neighborhood,
okay,
and your wise guy friends are around and stuff,
okay,
would you talk about any of them?
No.
You wouldn't talk shit
about them,
or their wives, or their children, joke about somebody that they offed.
Oh,
that would get you in a little trouble, wouldn't it?
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Because that's kind of what Trump did, was joked about Nikki Haley's cheating on her husband.
No.
Mm-hmm. Just leave it alone. And then he joked about Russia invading NATO countries because they're deadbeats and they didn't want to pay their fair share. And it was a joke. It was an obvious joke. He says it all the time. But right now, the media is looking for an excuse. So you're just encouraging them to clip the comments and then lie about it. And they did. They ran Biden out yesterday to promote the lie that you were serious about it. I'll tell Russia to go ahead and invade them if they're not paying their fair share. It was a joke. He didn't mean it. But Biden comes out and goes, and he was serious. Which everybody knows is bullshit, except for the minds full of mush that Biden's trying to get to vote for him again. So you give the media an out of any type like that, they're going to pounce on you. They are not fair. They're nope. Democratic operatives. Zippy's rule is this. When Biden fucks up bad, and pretty much every time him and the vice, either one of them talks, they leave him alone for a while. Don't insult him. Just say, that's too bad what happened to Joe. I really shouldn't be like that. And now here's how I give money to other countries differently, or some other good point that he has that he's running on. When the bad guy's cornered and he's about to commit suicide, what do the cops do, Rick?
They let him. Basically,
let him shoot himself. Don't give him a blindfold from the press. Just let him do it. Now, I've got a metaphor for this. Okay, this is a bowling metaphor, but there's a young man observing what's going on here. The bowlers are the Democrats and Biden in the press. Mm-hmm. The young man watching should be Trump. Here we go. Does that make my point or what?
Yeah,
it does.
I love video metaphors.
You know the funny part is?
What's that? There's a lot of funny parts, but tell me yours.
I worked in a bowling alley for 4 years, and I've seen all that shit happen. Especially the ones that end up halfway down the lane because they think they can go with the bowling ball.
Well, Trumpy, don't be your own worst enemy. That's it. So it's Valentine's Day. Yeah. When you're over 50 and single, you just don't care, right, Rick?
Not at all. And you'll know what I'm doing with my meme.
He should care. He should care.
I don't have to care. That's not love. That's just a favor.
Well, what if they don't want it from a turkey baster?
That's what they're paying me for.
Yeah, but then they use a turkey baser to. Never mind. We're not going. We're not going there tonight. Well, I'm trying. I've got Valentine's stuff. Let me stick
to. You'll know how I feel when my meme comes up later.
Okay. All right. That's fair. That's fair.
Okay.
All right. So when you're over 50 single, you don't care. And I think that applies to women our age too, based on this. I don't think I need to say anything about that one.
But ouch.
Yeah. But yet some people are just bitter about Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. There's your Valentine's plan. That's me driving down the wet road, and there's a couple. There you go. That's what you want to do.
I did that to a guy the other night.
Over Valentine's?
Well, not for Valentine's, but his bum ass was too close to the side, and there was a big puddle, and oh fuck, too bad, buddy.
If you're a couple, don't walk near puddles today, because there are bitter people out there.
Yes, there are.
But sometimes you can't tell true love from a real mess. I mean, it kind of looks like true love.
Yeah.
At first.
It does. Like leaning into him. What a nice little truck.
But it's actually a real mess.
Yeah, it is.
I've been married twice. I know that is very accurate, that one. Now, because we are who we are, we got a special Valentine's card from the president today. He's really falling for us.
It's like, it should be because I'm falling for you. I'm still falling for you. I'm falling again for you.
That's true. We've got a lot of pictures of that, don't we?
Yeah.
All right. So I thought I'd tie Zippy's cooking tip segment tonight into Valentine's for y'all. Combine them up.
All right.
This is my Bidenomics. You got to get this. This is my Bidenomics Valentine's Day cooking suggestion. Here we go. Is that not perfect?
It is perfect.
Well, yeah.
Pretty much sums it up. Also, you got to go out and get a toothpick, of course, to make it stay. But
well, it has it hard on.
It's got a hard on. Yeah, I don't think your woman's going to care if you have a hard.
Hard, and he's just gone.
On.
There he is. He's back.
You take that. It's going in tomorrow. I'm sorry, guys. It's Windows is getting replaced tomorrow, so I hope it's good.
Right.
Yeah. My friend did write a song for her.
Yeah, but it's 25 years, Antonio. Jesus, God, you got to change it up. Get kinky, brother. Anyway. So I decided to bring in a professional to give cooking tips, for you tonight. Also, Slim found this lady for us and he suggested it. And I said, it's a great idea. This lady's got it going on. This is Zippy's cooking tips. Fast as fuck fried rice. Here we go.
Yeah. Welcome to the very first episode of Fast as Fuck, where I cook up something delicious in under 10 minutes. You know those days, right? Too little time, too many aggravations, and too fucking much hungry. That adds up to a fucking hangry. And the best way to handle that is to go get takeout or to cook something you really, really, really like. Fast. Fast as fuck. Today's inspiration was this little bargain right here. You know, I love a bargain almost as much as I love chocolate. Fuck yeah! Fried fucking rice. Fast as fuck! I'm on it! I fucking love fried rice. And I like slicing rice too. Gather your tools before you start. Nothing will slow up your cooking faster than wasted steps or motion. I cheated a little and put all my shit in these cute little clear bowls so you could see better, but you know any bowls or cups will do. The secret is to do your fucking prep before you cook so you don't have to scramble around. Chop, chop, chop. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Sorry, Slim, we had to stop it. I apologize. But, I mean, I love that woman, but it was over a three-minute video. That's not fast as fuck, so fuck it.
I only threw this one in because it's she, the poor lady, said fuck like every other word, and she got further into it.
She's my kind of people. Yeah, she could have cut that damn intro down, and we could have gotten more of the fried fast as fuck fried rice. I'd have been happy. I would like to see how she makes her fried rice.
They needed a fuck-o-meter on top every time she said it. 1, 3, 5, 8, 10.
Yeah, and there's, and then we could buy 50-50 tickets for how many times she says it in 3 minutes.
There you go.
I like that idea. Hey, Rick's not just another pretty face, people. He thinks.
Sometimes.
Yeah. So, hey, the House impeached Mayorkas yesterday. Nothing's going to happen. It was only by one vote. But, look, it's a principled stand, okay? The guy has left the border open and not done a very good job with Homeland Security, and we'll demonstrate that. But the orders came right from the top, and by that I mean either BlackRock or BaRock or both, because one of them is running the show. It ain't Biden. We all know that.
It's BlackRock.
And BaRock, they probably own his ass, and they probably tell BaRock what to tell Biden. Yeah. That's probably what they do. Huh. But we're not supposed to believe our lying eyes, Slim.
That the border is secure.
The president has worked very hard to implement a strategy when it comes to the border that is humane, safe, and has orderly enforcement.
Things are going at the border, sir.
Much better than you all expected.
We have a secure border in that is a priority for any nation, including ours and our administration.
We have responded with a model approach that has proven to work.
We have taken unprecedented action over the past year and a half to secure our border.
And we have a process in place to manage migrants at the border. We're working to make sure it's safe and orderly and humane.
The border is closed.
We agree that the border is secure.
We're executing a comprehensive strategy to secure our borders.
One of our highest priorities is to ensure that we have a secure border. And that is what we are doing.
We are stopping the flow at the border.
The border is secure.
The only flow they're stopping the border is when they hand out tampons to the few females that come across that aren't military age men. Oh, God.
I got a word for them.
Go on.
Now, as I was saying, drugs are bad.
They got to be on something. We know Kamala's, but we've got a border meme ad on here for tonight. I think I showed this last week, but I just want to reemphasize. There's the numbers. Nothing's secure, and we're on pace for over 3 million this year.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And if they'd done that stupid bill that didn't even make it to the House because the Senate voted it down, but if they'd done that stupid bill, it would have been capped at 5,000 a day. Well, I'm sorry, but 5,000 a day is still, what, 1.6 million or something? 1.8 million?
No.
You know, okay. Under Trump, it was 400,000 this last year, and like, over 100,000 of them came in after the election because they knew Biden was coming. And they had to work harder to get in, but they still did. Anyway, the House is close to having enough on Biden to impeach him over his family's influence peddling too. So that's not going to go anywhere either. But it does focus on why they all need to be gone. You know, all the Democrats. On Biden, it's obvious. But as I've said many times, Kamala, as vice president, was Biden's greatest decision ever. I mean that. It really, really was. And there's people out there thinking, I've just totally lost my freaking mind.
Oh, she was done on purpose.
No matter how feeble, senile, and corrupt he is, well, if Joe goes...
Oh, I wish I were an Eskimo wiener.
She's the best insurance policy to not impeach the old asshole.
Well, you know, we've said this before on our show back years ago. Joe was Obama's insurance policy, so no one offed him because no one wanted Joe as the president. And then look what fucking happened. We got Joe as the
president. Yeah, well, his approval ratings are so low now that he's almost to Kamala low. Like, he's at like 32%. She's at like 29%. Okay, so I mean, once we get an equilibrium between the idiots and they're both around 30%, they're never going to get reelected. You might as well put Joe in jail for his last So, you know, they can spoon feed them the baby formula and stuff. Uh-huh. You know, changes diapers regularly. Anyway, this lady I got next, she does the best camel toe impersonation of anybody I've ever seen. She's not of color like the lady on Gutfeld at night, but the lady on Gutfeld at night isn't that great, especially compared to this one. And Tyra said last night when they showed a clip of the other one that we don't need her anymore because we've got the real Kamala. And she says stupid shit every week. We can just play that. We don't need an impersonator. Tyra probably has a good point. But this lady does the best Kamala impersonation I've ever seen. And you know it's funny because it's true. Here you go. Check this out.
We want the American people to understand is that we have accomplished many accomplishments, okay? And we have gotten them done in a way that gets them finished, right? And the American people should know this, okay? Here's what they should know. The things that we have accomplished are the things that we have done. Okay.
That's our behind the scenes signals. Uh-huh. Like it just looped. That's all. No biggie.
Oh, I didn't even notice it because
that one didn't have a clear ending. That's okay. Hey, our stupid criminal of the week is 22-year-old Tyler Mims of Berkeley, California. He stole $49,000 worth of phones. That's all. Just $49,000. Even in California, that's a lot. And he had priors, so he actually got bail. $810,000 bail. Oof. Yeah, so he's going to be warming his ass in jail. Well, somebody will be warming his ass in jail for him. But he ain't getting out on that kind of bail. But his type has defenders, which just kills me. I'm pretty sure he was just trying to feed his family, though. Here is our stupid criminal of the week doing the deed that I'm talking about here, stealing the phones. And one of the people in Congress who's actually even dumber than our stupid criminal of the week. Please, Slim.
And so they go out and they need to feed their child and they don't have money. So you maybe have to, they're put in a position where they feel like they either need to shoplift some bread or go hungry that night.
So if he didn't steal $49,000 of the phone, his family would have gone hungry, Rick.
Well, the whole problem is when they take those phones out of the store, those serial numbers are dead. They can't do anything with them.
They don't work. They're dead. You're absolutely 100% right.
Yeah.
But what happens, though, is they set up fake eBay accounts, and they sell them on eBay to unknowing people.
Oh, and then they can't do anything.
Buy them, and then they can't do anything with them.
I knew there had to be more to this story. Thank you, Slim.
There actually is. That's what they do. They sell them on the black market because people think they're getting a good phone, and then as soon as they go to activate it, Apple laughs at you and says, nope, you have a brick device.
People wonder why we've been friends for 13 and a half years.
This is why.
He's got an evil mind. That's why I love the guy.
Always watch buying on the secondary market, especially with Apple phones. Android, it's not that way, but with Apple, they can be locked, and you just bought a brick.
Okay, thank you.
It's a good paperweight.
A very good paperweight, but you can't even use it at all.
Slim, let's do a musical interlude for just the sake that I haven't done one in a while, and this one, I think Rick will like. It's sweet. It's a man, a violin, and a Travis Kelce singing impersonator.
Okay. Here we go.
I saw Kelce on Jimmy Fallon last week and on the Super Bowl thing, and I think the dog's better.
Who are they applauding, the dog or the violinist?
Probably both. Oh. The dog hit the notes.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. We did Idol. We can critique that. That dog goes to Hollywood. Right, Slim?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Antonio wants to know if Sarah Palin would be a good insurance policy for Trump.
He'll never pick her. She's. But it was a funny question. Thank you. All right, it's time for my joke of the week. Should I do this one or should I not do this one?
Oh, God.
It's Valentine's Day, and I think this is kind of romantic. All right. This is about my friend. His wife had a situation a few years ago, and somehow she went into a coma. And at the hospital, he asked the doctor, what can he do? The doctor couldn't find any medical reason for her lapsing into the coma. She wasn't old or anything. She didn't hit her head. He couldn't understand it. So the doctor said, maybe you should go in there and try something I've heard about that might help. My friend said, well, okay, doc, what do I need to do? So the doctor says, go in there and have oral sex with your wife and see if that stimulation gets her fired up and wakes her up. I've heard that this can work. And the guy said, okay, it's my wife. I'm willing to try anything. So after about 5 minutes, he goes running back out to see the doctor. He says, doc, it ain't working. She didn't wake up. She just gagged. This week in misogyny right there.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Please.
The live feed goes dead.
Hold on. Let me just do something here real quick. Hold on for a second. Let me make you big. See down in the corner? It says Zip Allen. Please direct all
comments
to him on Facebook. And if you're there, poke him.
You see that? See the painting up there?
Oh, wait. Hold on. I'll go back.
Yeah, the painting. I am the Mad Emperor.
Sure. So, yeah. Zip Allen. On Facebook,
zip at zipallen.com.
There you go, and I'll send forward the emails to him because he does not log into it.
That's an old Norm MacDonald joke, actually. God rest his soul. He's one of my favorite comedians of all time. I love that joke. Anyway,
I might have to do jokes from that one. I don't know.
You got one? Is it dirty?
Well, not really, but. It'll be controversial a little bit, but then what's again. That?
Well, tell us.
I was a witness to a car crash.
I'm sorry.
I saw the guy crashed into a dwarf's car. I mean, the dwarf's driving the car. He was all, ticked off. The dwarf came out of the car and looked at the guy and goes, I'm not happy. So the guy turned around and said, oh, okay, well, which one are you then? Think about it for a while.
He's probably frozen. He was frozen.
He's frozen with hystericalness.
I heard the joke on pre-show. It's a good joke. Hey, if any of you think maybe I only freeze when Rick's talking. I don't know. No, it's something on my computer. I'll get it fixed or I'll get a new one. And so I'm done with this shit. Matter of fact, as soon as the show's over, I'm unplugging everything, carrying it downstairs. It goes in tomorrow morning. Let's see. If any of you think Biden and this administration are so inept that if Trump just acts sane, he's going to win in a landslide, y'all need to remember the media and the way they took his Russian NATO joke and made it like it's a terrorist statement. That's just the most recent example that we talked about earlier in the show. But here's more proof that I saw this week. Slim, you got the picture, right?
Yep.
Yeah. This is a CNN headline. An alleged gang rape shocks Italy and provides fodder for an ascendant far right. Okay. Wow. So you can take it down. CNN targets the far right after a gang rape of a 13-year-old by Egyptian migrants in Italy. See, Italy elected a conservative woman to be prime minister a couple years ago. Okay. And she doesn't want all these migrants coming in fucking up Italy. They don't know how to make pizza anyway. Get them out. Right. Fuck them. But, they like their country. They have a culture. They're Italians. They're not a melting pot like we are. They have other cultures that live there and stuff. But it's predominantly the Italian culture. And they've got all these people that came in under more liberal administrations. And she doesn't want them in there. So what's CNN do? They're going after her. But what do they use to go after her? These fucking pigs in the news media. Oh, gives the ascendant far right an excuse to go after migrants just because they gang raped a 13-year-old. Huh. I'm sorry, assholes, but gang raping a 13-year-old deserves you to get your dick cut off, then thrown back in the fucking boat. But this is what we're dealing with. So don't ever forget this is what we're dealing with through the, because the political season's picking up. It's only going to get worse.
That's what I was just going to say. It's only going to get worse.
All right. You know from watching our show that Generation Z really irritates me. I mean, it's just not too many things get me pissed off, you know. But sometimes these people can, because they're just so lazy and stupid. Not all of them, but it certainly seems a majority.
95%.
Yeah. So I found a reel where a smart-ass kid asked a snarky question on Biden's favorite Chinese app, Tiki-Toki. Mm-hmm. You see Biden's little thing for the Super Bowl on TikTok? God, that was pathetic.
He wants to ban the app for government phones,
but he's on it because he's trying to get that youth vote. Because all the youth wants to vote for the old guy going, oh. Yeah, because he looks so vibrant and virile. But this kid gets schooled by Generation Xers. I think most of you will relate. Go ahead, Slim. I love this.
You're saying that y'all used to drink from the hose? Were sinks not an option?
For fuck's sake. Who's going to tell him? You want me to tell him? I'll tell him. We weren't allowed in the house. I don't know why that's so hard for people to understand. Our childhood was like one never-ending episode of that TV show Survivor, okay? We are indestructible. We've never sat in car seats. Nobody's ever given us swimming lessons. We've all been either shot with a BB gun or stabbed with a fucking jart. The television stations had to make a commercial reminding our parents that they had kids. I shit you not. Every night on the 10 p.m. news, a voice would come on and say, "It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?" To remind our parents that they had fucking kids. So no, sir, shirtless with the beanie, sinks were not an option.
It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
You remember that when you were little, Slim?
Yep, absolutely.
I mean, I sure as hell remember it.
I remember it.
But she's also right. We were outside, and when did Mom say to come home, Rick?
10 p.m.
When the street lights are on now. And then at 10 o'clock, they remind you the street lights have been on for almost an hour. Did they come back? Oh, no, they didn't. Jeff, where are you?
They had lights.
They had lights down at the park, and I got still on there playing basketball or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Generation Z.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole point is, every time you think of Biden and the Dems, remember he didn't really win. That's what you need to remember.
Given.
Because this constant drone of trust the science from the left just pisses me off. I think we all understand that trust the science with the left means things that they agree with. So even if, as it's been proven so many times over COVID, you know, they were wrong on so much of it, and oftentimes they're wrong on purpose, which is what really pisses us off. What if we were going to take them literally on the science? I think they should take us literally on this science. I've got a mail-in ballot fraud study that finds Trump almost certainly won in 2020, scientifically done. The Heartland Institute gauged the probable impact of fraudulent mail-in ballots for both then-candidate Joe Biden and his opponent Donald Trump, and the effect that it would have had on the overall 2020 election results. The study was based on data obtained by Heartland Rasmussen's survey in December that revealed that roughly 1 in 5 mail-in ballots or mail-in voters admitted to potentially fraudulent actions in the presidential election. That's 1 in 5 admitted it. So what's the real number, right? The researchers carried out the additional analysis of the data. They concluded that the mail-in ballot fraud significantly impacted the election. Had the 2020 election been conducted like every other national election has been over the past two centuries, wherein the vast majority of voters cast ballots in person rather than by mail, Donald Trump would have almost certainly been reelected by a large percentage. Scientifically done. How many liberals do you think are going to sign on for the science on this one? Trust the science, we say.
None at all.
because it doesn't go with their narrative.
Of course not. Just, I thought I'd throw that in there because it pisses me off. And we've known it forever. I mean, there's nobody in this audience that's going, oh, gee, that's news to me, Zip. Mm-hmm. We all knew. Come on. They don't stop counting the ballots, and then Biden or Trump goes from, what was he, had 800,000 in Pennsylvania to losing by 115,000? Oh, the city vote comes in late. No, the city vote's where you unloaded all that shit from the truck that didn't even have folds in them and ran through the machines.
Well, you saw the meme going around on Facebook. I almost used it. You know, San Francisco got mail-in touchdowns at, you know, midnight, and they won the Super Bowl. Something like that.
The 49ers are your Super Bowl champions. Why? Because they had three mail-in touchdowns after midnight. Yeah, they really won. Yeah, that was a great meme. I don't know who did that one, but that was awesome.
Yeah, I meant to pull it for the show and forgot.
That's okay. We just did it. I think I probably guess 3/4 of people watching the show have seen that meme.
Probably.
It's all over the place. It's
so they already know.
Yeah. So the whole point is every time you think of Biden and the Dems, remember that he didn't really win. That's the real scandal. That's the thing we should be upset about every damn day. That's the thing everybody keeps taking their eyes off of the media. We're not going to do that. And since we had so much in this week, I'm just going to add one thing in this week in marketing. My marketing sign of the week.
Here you go.
This is Hussey's General Store in Maine. It's the largest general store in Maine, and they're bragging about their dick size again, Slim. But at Hussey's General Store, they've got guns, wedding gowns, and cold beer. Mm-hmm. Now, I can understand how cold beer might lead to a few wedding gowns.
This is true. And
But then again, if cold beer doesn't lead to the wedding gowns, you know where Papa is going to get his gun.
That's right.
So cold beer,
then
guns, then wedding gowns, or cold beer, and then just wedding gowns. But they're prepared. They've got everything for you.
They got it all.
Kudos to them. Hussey's General Store in Maine.
Hussey's. They got it all.
Yeah. Memes of the week time, buddy.
All right, memes week. I'll go first tonight.
Okay.
Wife and I exchanged our Valentine's Day cards today. We put them back on the rack when we were done. So there you go. Best way to do it.
You right. Guys.
Yeah. Whatever. I don't know how to do that shit.
It's for you and the divine Miss M.
Have you seen those stupid prices on fucking cards? I mean, a fucking
it's like $5.95.
It's ridiculous.
That cash $5.95. I'm seeing $8.95.
Yeah, the ones that open up and play music and stuff, they're like $11.95 now.
Screw that shit.
It's more that Bidenomics.
Oh, it's ridiculous. All right, here you go, Rick. You're up next.
Well, yeah, remember what I told you before? I don't teach that little shit going around fucking up lives.
Now we know how you really feel.
I said before, wait till my meme.
And it's a violent meme, but you have to remember where he grew up. He can't help it.
That's right. All right, here's yours.
Yeah, now see, this is a good one. I said this to my buddy Rick up north. I've got a Rick down south as a buddy and a Rick up north as a buddy. He goes, yep, that was us. Finally, some children without cell phones. That's about the age.
So there you go. Slim, what's Dick and Cider? I'm looking at Antonio's thing.
I don't know.
Dick and Cider, it's a joke, but they have t-shirts of it and stuff like that.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. Dick's and Cider.
There was a comedy bit
when
20 years ago. Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, come on down, because you know everybody likes a little Dick and Cider. And they go on with that about 10 different ways over the commercial. It was funny shit. It was from like 1990 something.
It's like when you call the bar and you ask him to page Harry Muff, you know.
Yeah. Was that the same guy who wrote the song for his wife? He's got to come up with new shit, man. That's a 25-year-old joke. Come on, Antonio.
All right, I missed it, Tony. Big deal.
You're an Italian stallion. Be like Rick. Oh. Sell your sperm.
$3,500 a pop.
If you're unvaccinated.
That's right.
All right, so I timed that bitch out pretty good tonight, Slim.
You did. Good job. Yeah.
Good job, Rick, good you're job. Welcome. I want you to get your beauty rest so you can go to work tomorrow.
You did good.
Yeah, I'll be at the computer repair shop instead of playing poker like I want to.
Oh,
I might come down late because
you got to give Give the computer, make him do it. I'll be back in a couple of hours.
I know, but I can. Well, no, they're going to have it for days. But
oh, there you go.
I can show up late for poker because, you know, I'm like, what am I? I'm not a shark, but man, on Thursday's daytime tournaments, I'm close. I can come in late and they'll also go, oh, shit, he's here. That's what I like to hear. Anyway, we're going to close the night with the best thing I saw this week. And you can stop the damn cards and letters, okay? After you see this, just stop, people. Here's another one for you.
I can't wait. I'm gonna die.
This is hamsters. Because everybody wants the hamsters. They've been bitching. We Slim lost that reel, which he will find again. I swear to God, he will.
Yeah, I'll find it.
But this is hamsters starring in a segment I called I Want You to Stay. That's because of the song that's accompanying with them. So thanks for being with us. And yeah,
is it going to be like the other hamster video?
Maybe. Just watch for the next minute and a half. Thanks, everybody, for being with us tonight. Good night. See you next week.
Good night.
Good night. And here we go.
The broken one, but I'm the only one who needed saving. 'Cause when you never see the light, it's hard to know which one of us is caving.